In today's sermon, we're covering the very practical matter of air purity. Now, in a previous sermon, we covered the book of Job, and we covered how God's breath or spirit of life animated us into living beings, living systems, and without God's breath of life, that we would just collapse into a pile of ash or dust. But the air that we are breathing in also becomes part of us, because we are exchanging atomic matter, molecular matter, with the air around us. The act of respiration is an exchange between our bodies and the lungs of the earth, which is the atmosphere. And again, in a previous sermon, we talked about the lungs of earth being blessed with the miraculous molecule of carbon dioxide, which is necessary for plant respiration, and how plants are taking carbon out of the air and using it to build miraculous molecules of nutrition and natural medicines, such as vitamin C. It's made out of carbon. Well, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, to be technical about it. But all the other molecules that you know and love from foods and plants and herbs, they are also made of carbon that's taken out of the air. So plants are exchanging molecules and information with the lungs of the earth, and so are we. So the question becomes, just as there are toxins in food and toxins in pharmaceutical medicine and toxins in, you know, modern agriculture and so on, there are also toxins in the air. And how do we protect ourselves from those toxins so that we can protect the purity of our own blood? If we've gone to great lengths, for example, to drink clean water, and using water filters is a very good way to do that, and if we've worked to clean up our diets so that we can have clean blood, well, don't you also want to have clean lungs? Because, of course, what you breathe into your lungs goes into your blood. So you can't have clean blood unless your air is clean. And air, sadly, can carry many, many different toxins, including microplastics, which are being breathed in by almost everybody living in modern society, because they're just ubiquitous in the air, especially around cities. But you're also breathing in all kinds of pollutants, sometimes particulate pollution, and sometimes organic chemicals or VOCs that are, you could say, you know, soluble in air. They're part of the mixture of what's in the air. And these can be especially prevalent indoors. For example, formaldehyde, off-gassing from new furniture, or different glue chemicals off-gassing from new carpets. And you know that new car smell that everybody loves, seemingly, when you buy a car and you open it up, you're like, well, it's a new car smell. That smell is not good for you. Those are actually volatile organic chemicals that are not healthy to breathe in. It may smell nice or familiar, but it's not something that you want to be breathing in all the time. So one of the principles is to off-gas anything new. If you're moving into a new home, you want to open it up so that the air can exchange with the outdoor air, and you're not just breathing in formaldehyde all day. You can also use plants in your home in order to purify the air, which literally allows you to live in closer alignment with what God wants of us. He wants us to lead lives with enhanced purity, with enhanced health. He doesn't want us to be steeped in poisons and contaminants. And as we've covered in other sermons, he even talks about how if you follow the teachings of Christ, that you will be able to pick up a serpent and even drink the poison and not be affected by the poison. And that line of scripture comes directly from Christ after his resurrection. And then I spoke about how we can experience cellular resurrection if we have the proper molecules, which are blessings from God. So back to pollutants in the air. Here's a very simple principle that we espouse. And it is that contaminated air interferes with your health, with your mind, with the functioning of your brain, because it contaminates your blood, which affects your brain. And therefore, contaminated air interferes with your ability to stay close to God, because in godliness, we strive to achieve perfect health. I know we never quite get there, especially in our modern society, but if we are filled with toxins and contaminants that alter biological function, or that alter hormonal function, or that alter brain function, for example, many heavy metals can make you insane, like excess copper exposure. If your brain is insane, then you can't obviously be operating in alignment with God's teachings. You need to have sound mind, sound body, and sound spirit in order to be able to not only live in alignment with Christ, but also to be able to share those lessons with others. So air purity is part of this equation. Now, there are many contaminants in the air that you cannot control, such as microplastics, but there are many that you can. And I'm about to share something here that's very important, that if you wish to be part of this organization and the teachings that we are offering here, then you need to work in the direction of halting the use of synthetic fragrance in all of the products that people typically use: personal care products, laundry products, perfumes and colognes, and so on. Synthetic fragrances are incredibly toxic, and many popular perfume products, and certainly almost all personal care products, from sunscreen and skin lotion and shampoos and deodorants and so on, they are made with cancer-causing chemicals. Yes, even sunscreen contains chemicals, typically the common brands, that promote cancer. They are carcinogenic chemicals. And many of these chemicals are used as artificial fragrance to make the products have a certain scent that people, for some reason, associate with a certain type of product. Like, they think laundry has to smell a certain way in order to be considered clean. And so people buy laundry detergents that are filled with toxic synthetic chemicals. And then they say to themselves, well, this must mean it's clean. It smells like this. The laundry is actually filthy because it has been saturated with toxic chemicals that can give you cancer and that also interfere with your experience, interfere with your brain function. They interfere with your sensory perception. They numb the brain and numb the mind. And when you have a numbed mind, you cannot achieve higher spiritual awareness or enlightenment. You need to purify, as Christ taught in many examples throughout the Bible, but also as other spiritual leaders around the world have taught about fasting, sometimes water fasting only, just drinking water. Other times, eating wild foods and herbs in order to purify the body. Other times, eliminating all meat for a period of time in order to just have botanicals and a high saturation of medicinal plants moving through your digestive tract and purifying your blood all the way through. And all of those principles are very valid, especially if somebody has been leading a life of a lot of toxins or pollutants, or eating too much processed meat, or too much just milk and cheese all day long, and not getting, fiber, not getting fresh fruits and vegetables into their diets, then there can be long-term, very damaging health effects from that. You need to have a balanced diet. You need to have fruits and vegetables and beans and legumes along with the meat or cheese or cream or milk or whatever you might be eating in those categories. But getting rid of the synthetic fragrances is something that you can control. It's a very powerful way to dramatically limit your exposure to pollutants in the air around you. Now, have you ever encountered someone who was wearing so much perfume or so much cologne that you couldn't stand it? It's like a perfume bomb around that person. And if you have never encountered somebody like that, that person is you. You are the perfume bomb and you didn't know it, because you've lost your sense of perception when it comes to the sense of smell. But everybody else, we've all experienced being around a perfume bomb person or a cologne bomb person that is impossible to breathe around. Now think about it. There's an aura of air around them, which is heavily polluted with toxic chemicals and cancer-causing chemicals, and of course chemicals that assault the senses. It's just like eating too much salt or too much sugar, or having music that's too loud or visual imagery that's too raw. You can assault the sense of smell and it causes your brain to recede and you lose sensitivity, and then you lose the experiential reality of the world around you. For example, you might not be able to literally smell the flowers anymore with any kind of sensitivity because you've been overcome by all the fragrance chemicals in your fabric softener. The dryer sheets are one of the worst. They are loaded with toxic solvents that are really carcinogenic and very offensive to human biology. And that's why I feel sorry for all the dogs that are shampooed with pet shampoo that's loaded with fragrance chemicals, because dogs have a sense of smell that's even typically 200 times stronger than humans. And you can imagine what a horrible experience it would be for dogs to undergo a shampooing with some kind of horrifically artificially scented shampoo. So when you do bathe your dogs or cats or animals or what have you, be sensitive to that. Use fragrance-free products. And just to reiterate, when you are part of this organization or you're attending a sermon that I'm giving or a speech that I'm giving, the policy is no fragrance, no artificial fragrance, I should be clear. We welcome essential oils. So if there are natural products, maybe natural perfumes or colognes or deodorants or skin lotions or natural shampoos and so on, natural body soaps that are made with essential oils, natural citrus oil or natural lavender oil, for example. Natural lemongrass oil is a wonderful one that people love. And there are many examples of this. All of those are welcome. And there are many sources for natural oils and natural fragrance, but synthetic fragrance is toxic, it is pollution, and it is contradictory to the fundamental philosophies of what we are teaching here. So please, I ask you kindly and gently that if you are around others for whom you care, or if you are ever in attendance of one of my sermons in person, I ask you to abide by the rule of no synthetic fragrance pollution is allowed in this space. And that's for the benefit of all of us. Now, many people who use those toxic fragrance products, they are completely unaware of the strength or potency of the toxicity of those products because they have grown numb to them. So one of the best things that you can do is start with laundry, for example. Switch from your normal laundry detergent into a fragrance-free brand of laundry detergent. Do not confuse this with a scented description called Free and Clear. Free and Clear is not unscented. Free and Clear has a fragrance that's called Free and Clear. It's like a springtime fragrance or something, but it's still synthetic. What you need to move into is no fragrance chemicals, you know, unscented or fragrance-free would be the correct labels to look for. And as you do this, by the way, you will notice improvements in your life. You will have fewer sinus problems. You will have fewer respiratory problems. If you have children or grandchildren around you, you will notice that they will do better absent the air pollution of all the fragrance chemicals. You will also, over time, probably notice that your brain works better. You're more aware. Your sensitivity, especially your sense of smell, will dramatically improve, and your sense of taste will improve. You will begin to experience the taste of foods with a subtlety that you just had not ever remembered. Because as your sense of smell enhances and is restored to what God wanted it to be in the first place, which is normal, healthy sensitivity, the taste of foods will be greatly enhanced, and you will find that you don't need as much salt or sugar in order to enjoy the taste of foods. And so as you start to take all of these toxins out of your life, take the perfumes out of your air, take the excess salt and sugar out of your diet, take the perfumes out of skin lotions, everything else, your brain will function better. It will become more cognizant. You will become more aware, more sensitive. Your experience of reality will be enhanced. You will begin to feel like you're living in a kind of hyper-reality. It will be more real than ever before because your brain is now restoring the nervous system sensitivity that is responsible for delivering the richness, the full experience of life to your conscious mind. And if you've been living under saturation of toxic fragrance chemicals, you've only been living a half life. You haven't been living with the full rich experience of what life is supposed to deliver. You start changing those habits right now, and you will change dramatically your perception of reality. Now, there are other important things that you can do. There are mold kits that you can purchase that can sample the mold in an indoor environment and get a report for you. That's an excellent idea. Mold spores can be incredibly toxic, and some of them can cause psychological problems. By the way, they can damage the brain or even damage the consciousness. They can lead to mental disorders. It's actually well documented. But there are many things that you can do to improve the quality of the air that you are breathing in. Air filtration makes perfect sense. Yes, you want to filter the air. You want to have HEPA filtration. You may use other things like ozonation or ionization or other forms of filtration. You might treat the air with chlorine dioxide, for example, in order to zap the pathogens in the air. There are so many things that you can do that can improve air quality. I don't have time to go into all of those things here, and this sermon might not be the best place to even attempt to do that, but we will discuss them later, very practical things that you can do. My overall point here in today's sermon is that this isn't just about protecting your physical health. This is about protecting your brain and your body so that you have the ability to expand and explore your spiritual growth and development. And having pure blood and having a functioning mind, a functioning brain, functioning senses is absolutely necessary for accelerating or encouraging your spiritual development and becoming closer to God. So you've even heard the common saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. Well, there's a lot of wisdom in that. And it's not just talking about clutter in a home. It's also talking about, well, I believe it refers to the cleanliness of your water, your food, your air, personal care products, anything you put on your skin, what you brush your teeth with, what you're using as deodorant, what you're using as shampoo or soap. And the simple truth is that most people are putting hundreds of poisons on their body or in their body every single day. And that is something that you can control. That's something that you can stop doing. And you can find replacements for those toxic products. You can find clean products. You can replace synthetic fragrances with essential oils or toxic mainstream cheap soaps with high quality soaps made from, you know, real ingredients, real oils. So there are many, many things that you can do, but do not underestimate the power of this. Just fragrance alone. If you eliminate artificial fragrance from your life and your spiritual journey will dramatically improve as a result. And thank you for listening to this sermon today. I'm Mike Adams, and we have many more sermons yet to come, and you can find them all at the same place where you found this one. God bless you all. Purify your products. Purify your life. Clean up the environment around you, and that will accelerate your spiritual journey at the same time. Thank you for listening. God bless you.